Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Now, another question that was raised, and I think probably should continue to be pressed when it comes to more generally the Affordable Care Act, is what does it say about federal funding for abortion? Does it permit it? Does it require it? Joining us to answer those questions, Carol Tobias. She's president of National Right to Life based in Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. It's my pleasure.
Has the Supreme Court, as of its decision yesterday, upheld as constitutional a health care act that would permit federal funding for abortion?
Well, our opponents would say no, because it doesn't allow for direct funding. It's not like the government is going to pay for the abortion, you know, give the money to the abortion provider. What they did was stick in some very arcane, strange rules that would say we will subsidize insurance policies for families of four that make $92,000 or less each year, and you aren't going to know if your insurance policy covers abortion, and we are going to, you know, pay for whatever services you need. So in a way, yes, the federal government will be, through insurance policies, paying for abortion subsidizing insurance premiums.
Is that a distinction without a difference, in your opinion, or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter to us. Tax dollars will be used to pay for abortions through Obamacare, but they're using the insurance premiums as a way to do it.
Do you have other concerns about what has been held up as constitutional by the Supreme Court yesterday?
Yes, along with our concerns about abortion, and there are some other programs where there may be some direct funding, but it's going to be coming through the insurance premiums mostly. But we are also very concerned with the rationing of health care. The law that everyone knows as Obamacare sets up an independent payment advisory board. This board will be making recommendations to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. They will set what they call quality and efficiency standards for doctors and hospitals, and it is going to be set at a rate. It's very convoluted, but it's definitely there. But the Independent Payment Advisory Board will basically be telling what doctors and hospitals what procedures, what treatments, what services they can provide to their patients. And if they say no, that is not going to be covered, and the patient says, well, I have the money, I will pay for it myself, the doctor cannot accept payment. So, yes, the federal government will be telling doctors and hospitals what services to provide, and even if you want to pay for it yourself, and, you know, the Washington bureaucrats have said, sorry, you know, you can't do that, you're out of luck.
Carol Tobias is our guest, president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. When we come back, a little bit more on the Supreme Court's health care ruling and federal funding for abortion. When we come back, whatever happened to the Hyde Amendment? It's supposed to stop most of this. We'll be right back.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoda, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois. The Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming. Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana. Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. A few more minutes with Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, talking about the Supreme Court's health care ruling, federal funding for abortion. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. It's Friday afternoon, June the 29th. We're coming to you live. Carol, I thought that the Hyde Amendment was supposed to prevent a lot of this. Whatever became of that all-important amendment from Congress?
The Hyde Amendment affects programs that go through HHS. Obama, Health and Human Services, Obamacare actually sets up different avenues so that the money just kind of bypasses the HHS department that is regulated through by the Hyde Amendment. So they are finding ways to get around it.
Do you think that was intentional on the part of the
Absolutely.
Framers of the Health Care Act?
Absolutely. I really believe the bottom line is that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, one of the goals is to pay for abortions for anyone who wants one in this country, and it will be taxpayer dollars. There's, you know, they had to find a lot of different ways to get around it, but I have no doubt that was one of their goals, was to get taxpayer funding of abortion into a national health care system.
With only about 30 seconds here, Carol, politically, what can be done now about the Affordable Care Act, now that it has been declared, in essence, constitutional by the Supreme Court?
I think every candidate running for office, especially on a federal level for the U.S. House and Senate, is going to have to be asked where they stand on Obamacare. Most of the candidates are making that very clear. National Right to Life is going to do everything it can to elect Mitt Romney as president and repeal Obamacare.
And do we have a firm word from candidate Romney on the Affordable Care Act?
Absolutely. Mitt Romney has said that his first day in office, he will repeal Obamacare. And it's going to take a while. He's going to have to dismantle a lot of things that have been done in the administrative executive branch. He's going to have to work with Congress, but he has said he will stop it, and I truly believe he will.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life, based in Washington, D.C. You can find out more about National Right to Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Thank you, Carol.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Todd.